Today, the salvation has come to you. My brothers and sisters, we have been celebrating so many feasts in the past weekend. Halloween, All Saints, and All Souls we just begun. And all this month is dedicated to the All Souls. When we think about all the saints, we think that they were the most holiest people. It is true, but at the same time, they had a sense of humor all the time in their lives. For example, the life of Pope John 23rd, he was a very humorous man all the time. One time, two women were watching while he was walking into the Vatican, and the two women said, "Oh my God, he's too fat and too big." And he heard this and he came back with a smiling face and said, "Madam, to be a pope, it is not a beauty contest." So one more saint, Saint Francis of Assisi, as all of you know that he was the richest man ever we found on earth. Very, very rich man. And he found the call within himself and gave up everything he has. And he used to tell people, "You know what is my name? My name is, I am the fool for Christ. I myself dedicate whole my life and my body and my soul to become fool on this earth, to become for Christ." And those of you who have seen the movie Padre Pio, while we were having in this Three Lakes Art Center, such a beautiful, happy man, humorous man, all the time, whatever somebody pokes at him with some bad words, "Okay, don't worry, God will take care." So, every saint has a sense of humor along with their spirituality and dedication. And today we heard the gospel, the life of Zacchaeus. So, I would like to request all of you right now, as you heard the gospel so beautifully narrated, place yourself, let us keep myself, in the place of Zacchaeus. At that time, he was a wealthy man. Here, wealthy means may not be the lots of money, but he has all the needs he can enrich in his life. And today, you and me have so much comfort, accommodation, clothing, and we have so many things to appreciate. So let us think in the place of Zacchaeus, you and me. Zacchaeus was a very wealthy, wealthy man, and he was a person who was not appreciated by many, because if you and me wants to pay our IRS, it is so hard. So too, Zacchaeus was collecting and grabbing and squeezing from the sweat and the hard work of the people. Because there are two reasons. Because of his profession, one thing, and the second one is because those who were before him, they did the same thing and he wanted to keep it. But as a person, he was not of that character. Zacchaeus means purity of heart. And the name and the personality, they are not matching together. So my brothers and sisters, today in the place of Zacchaeus, you and me are standing and struggling within ourselves. There is no peace. There is no happiness. Whenever I come to my home and all the sufferings I remember, all the struggles I remember, whenever I go to my workplace, people are not good to me. And we have so many things to complain. My brothers and sisters, as all the saints said all the time, the peace begins at your heart. Nobody is going to give you. The same way Zacchaeus taught to himself, Jesus is the Savior and he wanted to see him. There are two reasons why he went on to the sycamore tree. Because one, he was a very short man. The second one is, the sycamore tree has so many branches so that people may not see that he is observing, following Jesus Christ. So, if people see him, they may stone him. That's why he wanted to hide. So, Jesus saw his prayer and his heart and said, "Zacchaeus, come down. I saw you going onto the tree." He never met Jesus. Nobody told him about Zacchaeus about to Jesus. But still, Jesus knows the heart. My brothers and sisters, as Zacchaeus, you and me on this beautiful morning, sitting in front of the Lord, the altar of mercy, altar of grace, and altar of healing, we are here. Are we able to pray unlike Zacchaeus? Lord, give me peace at my heart. I will be more joyful the days to come. And so many people think that whenever we go to confession, we tell the same thing. Why should I go to confession? Today, we heard the life of Zacchaeus, and what did he say? When Jesus told him, come down, he told immediately, Lord, I will give away everything, whatever I am having today, and I want to be at peace. This is the greatest confession made by Zacchaeus. So my brothers and sisters, as we participate in this Mass today, it is not the same person we come into church, but we should go out and like a new person, as Zacchaeus went out with a new heart, rejoicing, and he did not care how much money he had. He said, Lord, let me become a servant for you. The tradition says that Zacchaeus called in the first century, around 125, he died. And the church history says that he was appointed as a bishop. So my brothers and sisters, the foul of sins make us so filthy, and they doesn't want to be happy. But Jesus is telling us, my son and my daughter, I am listening to your prayer. Do not be hesitant to pray. I will come and knock at your door, unlike I knocked the door of Zacchaeus. And this is the written document, historical mystery of God can be seen in the Bible. I came across a beautiful story of a saint, Saint Christina the Astonishing. And she was a very young girl at the 21. She lived a very beautiful life. And she died with all the seizures. And her casket was in the church, and the people were praying and crying, and they became so emotional. How can this young woman of 21 years could die? And as she was laid in the coffin, and everybody was observing, looking at the coffin, and her body began to levitate, and her body went onto the ceiling. And everybody got surprised. How come a person who is resting in the coffin body can levitate to the ceiling? And after that, the priest came and sprinkled the holy water, and the body came down. And you know what happened? The person who died, she woke up and she sat in the coffin and she started to speak to everyone. Everybody got shocked. How can this happen? She said, when I was dead, my soul was taken away from my body, and when God gave me the joy of going to the heaven, again he sent me back into the body. So she said, why did you go up and alleviate your body? She said, to escape the soul, the foul smell of the sins of the community. So after that, she lived about 54 years happily, and she preached and she repented, and she died at the age of 74. So she is the saint, Saint Christina the Astonishing. So my brothers and sisters, if God wants to touch you and me today, it is going to happen right now. As he said, the salvation has come to you and to me. So let us have the hope to receive the sacrament. And I request all of you in this month, as we begin the All Souls Day, pray for your departed souls in the family. The church is giving us the indulgences. When we pray for the souls in purgatory, they will be elevated from purgatory to heaven. That is the greatest joy we are going to our departed brothers and sisters.